It's day 363. Good God.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is Hashtag 365.
My God, day 363 of Hashtag 365. And I've called this episode Off the Table. As one of my realizations during this period of reflection that I'm going through at the moment is that there are foods that are now pretty much just entirely off the table for me. Foods that I used to eat all the time, but have now been relegated to the never or only very, very occasionally category. But there's a crucial point that I want to make about that, which I'll come to in a little bit. First, let's have a look at some of the foods. Milk. I just don't drink milk anymore. Not even soy milk, not even any sort of milk alternative. Very, very rare that I'll have it. Yeah, it might appear in foods that I'm eating, like pre-prepared foods, but the act of actually putting milk on or in something just doesn't happen. Coffee's black, tea's black. For me, it's one of those calorie creep things. I just don't need it. I don't want it. It's off the table. Quite a specific one here, croissants. I used to absolutely smash croissants. I'd sit down, I'd eat two, I'd spread butter, additional butter on them, I'd put jam on them, eat them without even thinking about it. I used to love them. I still do love them. But they are, without a doubt, one of the most high-calorie things you can possibly eat at breakfast or any time of the day. Honestly, eat two croissants at breakfast. That's the best part, calorie-wise, of a big full English breakfast. A small full English breakfast is probably less calories than a croissant and certainly better for you, you know, nutrition-wise. The worst thing is, before I started this journey, I'd go to a hotel breakfast, I'd have a full English and two croissants. And I'd probably go back for some more full English. So bad, isn't it? I'm mad how much that's changed. Next thing is red meat. Now, I still eat red meat, but my intake of it is absolutely nothing like what it used to be. I default now to chicken or pork or fish over red meat most of the time. I only really eat it in like a good steak or like I'll have a good burger. You know, like a worthwhile burger. Do you know what I mean? Actually, that word, worthwhile, it's worth some spending some time on that word. What I mean by worthwhile is that, like, now, well, 99% of the time, because it's an ongoing process, but now, because I'm, like, mindfully eating, I'm actually thinking about what I'm eating when it comes to food. I don't really eat fast food like I used to. I don't have, like, crappy limp burgers and fries from, like, McDonald's or takeaway places like that. I just don't really have that. I'd rather not eat that, save the calories, and then eat something proper, like go somewhere good and do it properly, you know, rather than just waste my calories on empty crap. Worthwhile foods. It's a big difference. In fact, fast food wise, I've pretty much all but eliminated fast food from my diet. Apart from probably two things, I still love McDonald's hash browns. You know, there's been times where I've driven to a McDonald's drive-thru on like a Saturday morning or whatever, got a black coffee and a couple of hash browns. In the past, that would have been a double sausage and egg McMuffin, maybe two or three hash browns, maybe a latte or a mocha, probably get a mocha. Those days are long gone. But I still eat hash browns and I still have KFC. Still love a KFC. But with KFC, I'll never have any carbs. I'll never have any of the stuff that I used to have. So my KFC order used to be, I'd get two or three pieces of chicken. I'd get two or four hot wings. I'd get coleslaw, large chips, mayonnaise, and a full fat Coke. That was like my standard order from a KFC. Now I'll just get chicken. No drink, no chips, no sides, no dips, nothing. Just the chicken. So from a calorie perspective, what I used to get from KFC compared to what I get now is probably less than half the calories. And I'm still, to my mind, I'm still enjoying the very best thing about KFC, which is the chicken. Everything else is superfluous, really. Apart from some people will argue the gravy, but those sorts of things. You know, I still eat KFC, but I eat it in such a different way. I'm so much more mindful about it. I'm getting all the enjoyment and less than half the calories. I talked about fizzy drinks there. And by the way, I'm not eating KFC all the time. but you know, every now and then. Fizzy drinks, I mentioned fizzy drinks. It's very rare. They're pretty much off the table. I'll have low-calorie fizzy drinks every now and then as like an indulgence, but it's very rare because they make me really bloated as well, and I don't like all the chemicals and crap they put in them, so I try to avoid them. But sometimes if I feel like I just want to indulge myself a little bit, I'll have a Coke Zero or something like that. In fact, sugar as well. Sugar is pretty much off the table. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't eat sugar at all. I'm not like mindfully scanning every single packet of every single thing I eat, and if I see sugar in it, I'm not eating it. I don't do that, but I'll never add sugar to something unless I'm like baking a cake or something. And that's a big difference. Again, you just put sugar in everything. You know, the best thing, so the point I wanted to make is the best thing about these food changes is that they've all happened organically. I haven't gone cold turkey and stopped eating them all. I've come to realise in my own time, over the course of the year, over the course of this journey, that those things are empty, wasted calories that do nothing for the health of my stomach, do nothing for the size of my waistline, for my bloating, anything like that. They don't do anything for the health of my mind. So they're off the table through understanding and choice, not through diet per se. Do you know what I mean? And the point is that I started this year, this 365-day journey, is kind of an experiment. I thought this approach would be the best approach based on all the things I'd learned over the years. And that it would uncover that diets, you know, like fad diets, are just a web of lies, a tapestry of lies to sell you things that you don't want or need. All you really need was to follow some simple principles for an extended period of time, and you'd see the changes in your body and mind that you want to see. You know, and I think the things like what I've talked about today show that not only have I lost a substantial amount of weight, but I'm going to keep it off, because fundamentally what I've done is I've changed my understanding and understanding of and relationship with food. You know, and there's a massive difference between things being off the table because someone's told you that they need to be, and you taking them off the table because you've come to realise that your life is fundamentally better without those things. There's a massive difference there. And for me, it's the difference that makes the difference between stacking that weight back on and this being a lifelong lifestyle commitment.